We all have things we used to be, don't we? And in my case, I used to be a writer. And that's what this piece of audio is about. I used to be a writer, and by that I mean that my predominant communication method was writing. Well, I exclude face-to-face conversations and even telephone calls, but my predominant public communications were by writing. I got into blogging in 2005. I became, you could say, a big blogger, blogging on a daily basis. So I produced a lot. I'm not saying how good I was at any of this writing. I became a poet. I wrote as a poet. I, you could say, was an essayist as well. But I was a writer. I was a writer until the day came. And this is the story of how I used to be a writer. One day it came to me in as a thought, blindingly, kind of, I think, out of the blue, but not out of a context, that I wished I had not become so dominated by my writing, and I wish that I had used my voice more in my whole life. I wished that I would had used my voice in my whole life for one reason above everything else. And the reason wasn't to do with the fact that I like my own voice. I do like my own voice. That's not... But that wasn't why. That wasn't why. The reason that I did it, that I said I wish I'd been a speaker rather than a writer, is that I realized one day that that's what people like. The vast majority of people prefer listening to reading. And huge numbers of people don't like reading. Okay, very few people like writing, that's another issue. But huge numbers of people don't like reading. They don't even like reading books. They don't like reading blog posts. They just don't like reading. But I haven't yet come across a human being who says that they don't like the sound of the human voice and that they don't like listening. I mean, some of us may not be as good listeners as we would like to be, but that doesn't change the reality that we love listening. We love being spoken to, being spoken about, obviously, but we like people who speak to us. We like people who speak to us in their way, in a genuine, authentic way. And that is so popular that when I discovered Audio Boo and started audio podcasts on a regular basis, I got so interested in it that I did a lot and I listened to a lot. But I'm a slow learner and it took quite a while for me to realize that the connection or the disconnection between being a writer and being an audio person. What I did about it, more or less immediately, was start to record and share audio versions of blog posts. Now, this wasn't terribly hard for me to do since I had become, you know, fairly adroit at using Audio Boo and, you know, embedding links with the audio form of the blog post on up there. I was never 100% happy, really, with the reality or the order of things in the sense of writing something and then voicing it. It really, I came to realize that there is considerable difference between written word and spoken word, something you probably all know. But it took me a while to realize quite what were the differences, apart from the fact that one comes in through the eyes and the other comes in through the ear. But the differences which are there. So, and they are profound, I think. They are profound. And they are profound in among several different ways, as well as within the field of credibility. And I should explain that by saying that no matter what you write, it'll never be as credible as what you speak if you're authentic and real. And people will prefer and appreciate and come to trust you if you use your voice more than if you use your writing. Of course, there are some people whose writing is so remarkable that, you know, people trust them. So there's obviously exceptions to every rule. But why do I mention this today in particular? I mean, there's a reason why I'm, you know, why I'm making this piece of audio about the distinction between writing and speaking. And it is because I have a difficulty. I have now got a serious difficulty because there is available a second way of using my voice in public for the same purposes as I would be writing. There's a second way, and it's called Periscope, and I have made some audio about Periscope before. But I now have both Audio Boom, I have Audio Bow as well, and I have Periscope as platforms, if you like, you know, ways of reaching people. And at the end of each of these things are real flesh and blood human beings. I get to one group of people I serve one group of people via audio podcasts, and I serve a different group of people via Periscope. Now, Periscope has an added feature, quite a lot of different added features, but, you know, within all of the features of Periscope live streaming is the human voice when you speak on your live stream. So the question for me is where my writing is going to go. What place is writing going to have in my life from now on? And that ain't the easiest question for me to address. The good thing is that I believe from the angle of wanting to reach people's hearts and minds, and I mean that from reaching people's hearts and minds, other people's hearts and minds, in a way that they find useful, I have now got both Audioboo and Periscope, and I, in one sense, don't need writing half as much as I used to need it. But there are some things about writing which are distinct from each of those and are terribly important to me, perhaps more important to me than to anybody else. So I'm left with this, and there isn't, I have no, you know, and here's the formula that I've worked out which reconciles all of these tensions. I don't have it, but I felt I had an impulse to share the tension with you today, of all days, the 3rd of July 2015, and in addition to sharing it with you, to voice it for myself and to see what it sounded like as it came out of my mouth. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for listening. Bye for now.